Ethnic troubles in Burma prompt a call to action. Flooding disrupts outreach in Lebanon and Papua New Guinea, and a new Bible translation initiative considers the overlooked. Find out what's going on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Groups supporting Burma's ethnic Kachin are calling on the U.S. to action. Fighting between Burma's government and Kachin rebels has dramatically increased.
With this new offensive against the Kachin army, it's going to impact their ability to control the ground that the refugees are now occupying. So obviously, a concern there would be the safety of the refugees as the fighting escalates.
Andy Passman with Partners Relief and Development says the Rohingya people need aid too.
They have no shelter, they have no food, they have no water. Partners has been able to bring in a couple of doctors, and as far as we know, those are the only two doctors there to help well over 120,000 people.
Pray the Lord will provide help.
If we have doctors or nurses that are listening, this is a very critical need. We are trying to find people who are willing to come in and help.
Meanwhile, remember the rape case in New Delhi that got international attention? Six men assaulted a woman aboard a moving bus, and she later died from her injuries. The defendant's lawyer blames her for the attack.
That attitude is very common in India, to blame a woman for dressing inappropriately or being in a certain place at a certain time. And these are just not constructive, not helpful attitudes.
Brent Hampel of India Partners says the culture is a big part of the problem.
Even before they're born, girls are discriminated against.
If they make it past birth, young girls are often sold into sexual slavery.
Pray that God would just do a miracle within the culture of India, within the people of India, in their hearts.
India Partners helps women overcome the obstacles they face through a number of programs. Learn how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. An unusually strong storm inundated Lebanon last week. Flooding pretty much shut everything down for a couple of days. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, didn't escape the waters. Their studio facilities in Lebanon sustained at least $50,000 worth of damage. Live Christ-centered programming went off the air for a while, too. Can you help get them back on their feet? We've got links and prayer requests at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Lebanon isn't the only place dealing with a mean monsoon season. Papua New Guinea is too. Missionary with New Tribes Mission, Aaron Arterberry, says a nearby river rose 10 feet and flooded all of the gardens in neighboring villages. The people in the area live off the food they grow. Losing that food supply will be devastating to all the people in the area. The Bible translation team is helping with a quick harvest. Pray for gospel opportunities. There's more at missionnetworknews.org. And the military saying no man gets left behind is going to a new level. When groups work on Bible translation, many start with the largest people groups and work their way down. But Doug Kogler with the Sea Company says they're doing things differently with the least of these initiatives.
As we've been doing research, we've discovered that many of these 2,000 Bibleless peoples groups have maybe as few as 1,000 or 2,000 speakers. And so we're concerned that they not be left behind.
The initiative translates God's word into languages with 10,000 speakers or less. It was inspired by the Sea Company's ministry partner who read a devotional about a small Brazilian people group.
The closing line of that devotional was, "Who will go and take God's word to these people?"
But it isn't easy. Many of these smaller people groups are isolated and hard to reach. Pray
that we could have creative contacts to identify ways that translation could be started.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, Mission Network News is offering Operation Mobilization's Pray Freedom. It's a 12-week journey of prayer for those caught in modern-day slavery. Take a journey in prayer across enemy lines to the slavery hotspots of the world. Get Pray Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.